Speaking as at now, I can safely and confidently tell you that Zambia's democracy is under siege, under a very, very serious threat. Like today, this afternoon, a party belonging to the Alliance of Political Parties in the Opposition, New Heritage Party, was scheduled to hold a public rally in the Chipata compound. And the notice was given, and all the protocols were done, complied with to the letter. But alas, today we saw a group of policemen armed to the teeth with the United Party for National Development, UPND, the ruling party, thugs carrying machetes, bangers, you name it, all sorts of weapons, and saying we won't hold this meeting here. And the police were watching. So there is no democracy to talk about.
Mr. President, some of your critics are saying that similar things happened during your presidency and that CADES, or source supporters from the Patriotic Front, disrupted activities of the UPND when they were in opposition. And that they said you don't have the moral right, they said, to criticize similar actions that are happening now. How do you respond to that?
I don't know whether I have the moral right or not, but I can tell you, if it was bad for the Zambian people to be done by me, it can't be better to be done by HH. That's why the Zambian people said no to PF. And I think, as a person who's been there, and I believe that if they said it was bad, it must still be bad for the president and his ruling political party to do it. And you can't say that because my party did it, I shouldn't condemn them. After all, I'm better place to even advise him and say, my friend, at the rate you're going, you plunge the country into chaos and your reign might be one term office.
Mr. President, you talked about some politicians from the opposition who have been arrested. We also heard about your wife and some of your children being arrested over issues of graft. Some people are saying that if somebody has committed a crime, you are a lawyer, they should be dealt with according to the law. And your wife and children were arrested. They are going through the legal process. Why wouldn't you allow the legal process to unfold? And then you can react. How do you respond to that?
Excuse me, Peter. I'm not stopping any legal process being done. You know, I have been called a thief, corrupt, and all sorts of names. But no one has told me what I stole or wherein lies my corruption. And I told the people, I said, if you find any corruption, please bring it forth. And they've not done that. They've decided to peel my family like an onion by ripping off the peel and trying to get at me instead of just coming for me. You see, my wife was unemployed. She was depending on me. And I was supporting her like every other person supports their wife. You support your wife. You support your children. And if you support them, and then they utilize that money for some purposes, and they even tell the law enforcement agency that it's this guy who provided the resources, why can't you go for him and ask him, how much was your salary? How did you acquire this property? Mind you, I was a lawyer before I became a politician. And I wasn't just a run-of-the-mill lawyer. I was one of the top-notch lawyers. That I can tell you. But you see, I made my money. And I slowly I brought my children into business, and they began working on their own. And so did my wife. So how we acquired the so-called money, wealth, whatever, is there for people to see. There's a track record from my practice as a lawyer to my political time to now. And this thing did not just come overnight. So for me to get everybody, all my friends, and say you are thieves because you belong to Edgar, tell me one contract, just one contract, which you think I participated in and got money, or I got a bribe. Nothing is coming through. But all these guys have been saying, oh, let's say he was running a crypto regime and so on.
Let's talk about bread and butter issues. You raised issues of the high cost of living in Zambia after you officially returned to active politics. But your critics are saying things were bad, and that some of the policies that you implemented while you were president has affected the cost of living right now. So they said it's not fair for you to criticize the effect of what you did in office, which wrongs they are trying to make right. How do you respond to that?
Peter, I didn't set the time frame for them to fix it. Yeah, they said we'll fix it by 14 hours in the morning, swear me in 10 o'clock, 12 hours, 14 hours or 2 o'clock, I'll fix it. That time frame was not set by me or my opposition party, PF, or any other parties for that matter. And the gravity of the situation obtaining during the time I was president was known. And the fundamentals were known. And these guys were able to convince everyone that they had solutions on their fingertips. And elsewhere, they even said, I've got friends who give me $28.5 billion. And in a very short time, 3 months, 5 months, we'll get things sorted out. But where are these monies coming from? Where are these monies? So it is clear that they lied. So the best thing is to have a four guy. And Edgar Lungu and his friends are the four guys.